Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And let me add to this. I feel it is a calling to be here with you. As I sat in church yesterday morning, and I was visiting a church, and listened to the pastor once again calling us to prayer for the victims of yet another shooting. You know, I was out of town, and I didn't watch any news, and so I had heard about the El Paso shooting, but not the Ohio shooting that morning. I knew exactly when he said that what was going to take place in the political storm of rhetoric and blame game, which will do absolutely no good for this nation. Tragedy in America. But are we all feeling the pain? The real pain of the tragedy? We should be. If we are not, what a selfish, heartless people we've become. You know, if you read in Psalms, and I'm going to read to you the 23rd Psalm, I know most of you probably have it memorized. And then I'm going to encourage you to go and read Psalms 51. I'm not going to read that to you. That's of a broken man. A broken man turning back to God. But let's read Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack for nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I had a little different translation here than what maybe you're used to. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is what we have memorized. This says, I lack for nothing. In America, we haven't wanted for much. We haven't lacked for much. Perhaps we feel we don't need God anymore. The left tells us we don't need God. They came right out and said it. You just need government. That's what Omar would have you believe. Your prayers are not going to fix this. The government will take care of you. This will happen never. Never has a government taken good care of its people like God can take care of his people. The left are already calling for gun confiscation, and I mean confiscation. We'll talk about that later. They never look beyond the surface. Neither does the right, sometimes. They never look beyond the surface of the problem. Do we? As the people, do we look beyond the surface? Guns are not the problem. Weapons are not the problem. It's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the mind. It's a matter of the soul and of the spirit. We don't have a health care crisis in this nation. We have a crisis of greed. If there was a health care crisis, Congress would actually do something about it. But you see, they have no crisis because they have good health care. Well, we're just talking insurance there. We're not talking caring for your health. What we have is a greed crisis, which again goes to the heart of a person or persons. The attacks this weekend are telling of a nation whose heart is displaced. Not just the evil of the takers of life, but the rhetoric that follows each and every time. You know, the last time we had one of the candidates for the Democrat Party for president said, we don't want to hear that thoughts and prayers, words anymore. They want gun confiscation. It's greed. President Trump delivered a short speech this morning. I saw most of it, not all of it, condemning the hate. The pointing of fingers of the left or of the right is not good, but it continues the hate. It encourages the hate. The left has called for violence. They out and out did it verbally. A couple of years ago, they called for violence. Yet when the violence occurs, they blame the right. Specifically, they blame the president. As the president pointed out in his speech this morning, these mass shootings have been going on for decades, and they need to stop. We need to address it, he said. He also mentioned the role that social media could play and has played. As many of these monsters brag or boast of their hatred and of their plans. Yet, with many a red flag shown, nothing is done to keep the monsters from acting out their dark desires to murder. Yesterday in the scripture, they read Psalms 92, 1 through 6. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord, how profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand. America quit singing the praises of God. We have wanted for very little. Yet we give our Maker, our Creator, our Savior, little to no credit for the bounty this nation has enjoyed. Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers, who actually wanted him dead, he was then again lied about and thrown into prison after being a slave. But in the end, God was bringing him to a point of salvation of his people and others. And in Genesis 50, verse 20, he said, as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. These mass murderers, they mean for evil. But can we not turn it around for good? It's hard to see any good in what's happened. But if an American nation, a people, would come together, wake up, and turn to God, wouldn't that be for good? I take it Joseph was a person of great strength and faith through all the tragedies that he went through. But he came to the conclusion of forgiveness. Can we be a people of forgiveness? There's much to talk about today, but I want to speak to your hearts. For we the people, we need a change of heart. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was sharing with my husband and with Rudy this morning that we're going to have some church this morning, and I showed him the notes that I had taken in church as the pastor was giving his sermon yesterday morning. And my heart and my thoughts went to this nation. And I want to talk to you because I feel you are this nation. So as I was going into the break, I was talking about, can we be such a people of forgiveness as Joseph was? I think that would be very, very difficult. But God used many, many years to humble Joseph. And Joseph, just like all the rest of us, needed a little humbling. But can we be such a people? Do we even recognize the evil in order to separate it from the good? Because he said, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. He saved his nation, for those of you who don't know, not just his people, but the nation that had kept him enslaved. He saved them through wisdom, through conservative actions in the government, as they were storing up for 7 years their food to prepare for the 7 years of famine and drought. So if you have 7 years of famine and drought, it's going to take a toll on your food supply. But could we be such a people? Do we even recognize the evil in order to separate it from the good? And I dare say today, many in this nation do not and cannot. They refuse to see evil. They refuse to do good. However, I know that there is a remnant of people here in this nation, in the good old U.S. of A., who do recognize the power of evil and do know the power of God. You know, we're not. I love this. I saw this years and years ago, and I've never forgotten it. Because I think it puts us in our place. I mean, how many of us at some point in our lives, and many different points in our lives, say, what's the purpose? Why am I here? Well, God has a purpose for each and every one of us. I saw this. We are not human beings here for a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings here for a temporary human experience. As painful as the experiences are in this old broken world, we're here for a purpose. Can we be that beacon of light? Can we be what we once were or thought to have been anyway? A nation that was good? A great nation. It was only great because it was good. If it ever ceases to be good, it'll cease to be great. Where are we today? We don't know good from bad. We don't know good from evil. We can't even accept and acknowledge or recognize our own sins. I think this speaks to this nation today. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What if we went just crazy and started acknowledging God in Congress? Whoa. Now, Beth, you could all radical on us there. Come on, Beth, calm down. What if? What if we acknowledged and recognized our own personal sins? Not pointing at somebody else. I could point at Rudy and say, you did bad. But what about Beth? What about you? Can we recognize the sins in our own lives? What is that? You know, don't try to take the splinter out of someone else if you got a plank in yours. The sermon yesterday was actually about equality, so to speak. Let me see what he named it. The woman who anointed Jesus' feet was what he talked about. And it, if you remember, she was not a woman to be honored. And she was crying at the feet of Jesus, and she was washing his feet with her hair and her tears, and she poured her expensive oil over him. Broken this woman was over her sin. And the Pharisee rebuked him. Do you even, if you were a prophet, wouldn't you know who this woman is? Jesus said, I need to talk to you. I need to tell you something. The king had two debtors. One owed him a great deal and the other owed him a smaller amount. He forgave both of them. Which one was the most thankful? Well, I guess the one who owed the most. How much do you owe the king? How much does this nation owe the king? We see these politicians, and we talk about their arrogance and how pious they are, how they spew their hate. They talk about health care for you when they have good health care. They talk about how they need to redistribute your wealth, not their wealth, your wealth. They want you to hate the rich. But what they really want is for all of us to be poor and for them to be rich. You stop and think about it. They were career politicians. They were no different than the Pharisees in Jesus' day. They think themselves above the law. And if you quote scripture or if you talk about sin, one thing being a sin or another thing being a sin, it's, oh my gosh, you are so intolerant and hateful. No, God is love. His laws are there to protect, not to tell you no, 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 no. But they're to protect your life. We never can see that. Remember when you were a child and you got told you couldn't do something and how you would whine and cry? Well, you didn't do it long at my house. When I was a kid, you didn't do that very long. You didn't let them see you pouting. Will we, can we be such a people that would humble ourselves? What will it take for us to be humble, to recognize God? What will it take? We talk about the politics nearly every day here. I throw a bit of church in once in a while. But are you listening? There will be no changes unless we act. We need to pray. That's absolutely a must. But we also need to act. We can't expect someone else to do it for us. Without us, they can't do it without us. And if we don't act, we will condemn, and we already have, because we've done nothing, the future generations of this nation to slavery. Slavery to the government. We've already given them this huge debt. There's no way to pay it off unless we do something drastic. What if President Donald Trump woke up tomorrow morning and said, you know what, I'm done with this. Let's just declare bankruptcy. Start all over again. What would happen? Well, we'd hear this great sucking sound in D.C. What? I don't know that that's possible. I don't know that that would even help anything. But will we ever wake up? Will we wait until we are all in the gutter before we finally look up? You know, they always say you got to be at your lowest. How low can we possibly be that we have mass murderers in our own nation taking lives just for the recognition of it? They want to be recognized. What a selfish, greedy people we are. Now, a lot of you will say, you know, Beth, all of them are on these drugs. They've all been on these drugs. Yes, that's probably true. But even that in and of itself is not the core of the problem. It is the heart that is the problem, a heart that has fallen away and turned away from God. It is past time for you and me to take action. It is time for us not just to get on our knees, that is a must, to pray and then to act. And that is the only way we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable. sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code Bethann.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Bethann. Been trying to encourage you because I know the majority of my listeners are believers, and it's time that we started standing up for God in this nation. Standing up for what is righteous. Forget what the right and the left want to argue about and stand up for what is righteous. Abortion, it is a problem, but it isn't the problem. It's a symptom. Somebody the other day said, why don't you talk about safe sex instead of abortion? Well, there isn't any such thing. That has led to many a problem, including pregnancy, but other diseases. There's a reason God gives you these laws, these Ten Commandments. It is for you as His children to keep you safe, to keep you healthy. You know, we have a nation that was actually established on biblical principles. You can hate the history if you want to, but that's just foolishness. You can't change it by hating it. And going the direction that this nation is trying to go, and it isn't just the current left. They've been taking us down, including the Republicans, down this socialistic road for a very, very long time. Socialism is relying on government. The government takes everything you've got. And then they give you just a little bit to help you survive so you can be their slave. Whoever is in charge. Now, the Democrats would point at the president, call him a dictator and a tyrannical man and all this and that. He's a man who doesn't even take his salary. He gives it away. He's a rich man. He didn't need this job. And if it was his ego, he wouldn't be running for a second office, for a second term. They've given him and his family enough guff, putting it lightly. Well, as I said in the opening, it isn't about, I knew exactly where the rhetoric was going to go, and it isn't about the weapons. But Kamala Harris, she's a senator, you know. She's a bossy woman. Now, I say I'm the boss here, but I hope I'm not too bossy. She's not a kind person. She wants to now confiscate, and she declares if she is president, well, this is one reason you ain't going to be president, that she will confiscate, she will put into action by executive order to confiscate all the banned guns. So if you've got a gun and they ban it, they're coming after it. That was the reason for registering guns in the first place, was so they knew who had them. Now, they declared the El Paso shooter, they declared that a domestic terrorism act. And they're going to go after the death penalty, and they should go after the death penalty of these people. If we had been putting these people to death, you know, they wouldn't want that recognition so badly. They want their name to go down in this book. Well, I know which book it's not going to go down in. But when a nation is under attack, that is not the time to disarm the citizens. A terrorist attack such as this man, now they took him down fairly quickly. I know they did the Ohio. They said within just minutes, seconds.
I thought it was like 30 seconds
they had him down. Yeah. And he'd already taken out, they said, had he gotten where he was going, it would have been bad. So the president was really giving great praise to the police in both situations on how they handled it. The left wants you, the socialists want you to hate your local cops. Those are the people who live with you. You get to elect them. Your sheriff, anyway. You elect your chief of police, too. No. You don't. You don't. Mayor. You elect the mayor. And he gets the chief of police. I don't know. Somehow, anyway. But you elect your county sheriff. Now, some states have done away with that. I believe, is it Delaware that doesn't have it, or Rhode Island? One of those don't have, they don't have sheriffs anymore. And the ones they have pretty much have no power. They're like dog catchers. But you elect them. And you can unelect them. If they don't protect the people. And they are the ones who protect you in your county. We were designed to be governed locally. And we have a really good sheriff here in this county. Really good sheriff. When a nation is under attack, it is not the time to disarm the citizens. However, if you go to the socialistic Rules for Radicals by Sal Alinsky, which I'm sure Kamala Harris has memorized. It says in there about gun control, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. It doesn't say from the bad guys, although they are the bad guys at that point. And they know it. They know what they are about to perpetrate against the people, the citizens of this nation. Therefore, they want to disarm you. And it also says that way you are able to create a police state. We're going to take care of you. You have no need for a gun of any kind. No, we don't want to keep you from shooting Bambi. That's not our issue. What's the old saying, bull hockey? Baloney? Bull feathers, we used to say when we were kids. They're not telling you the truth. When they get up on their stage, and I think they're going to do it again here shortly. I know in September they're going to have one that's all about climate change. So we're pretty anxious for that one. Not really. I don't know that anxious is the word. There were many things that were put out this weekend. And like I said, I wasn't watching the news because I was traveling. I had a wedding in the family. They're talking about implementing the red laws, red flag laws, which is what what President Trump was talking about this morning with social media. These guys put up red flags. You pretty much know they are sickos and they're going to do something stupid. They should not have guns. And you know, you'd think as a bad guy, you wouldn't want to tell everybody before you robbed a bank. I'm going to go rob that bank over here. You know, if it was robbing a bank, they'd stop them. All right. Then we have Beto O'Rourke. Oh, Beto. He's one I like to pick on. He can't speak unless he's standing on tables, although somebody told him to quit doing that. So I don't think he's been standing on the tables as much lately. I did see somebody the other day standing on some kind of a platform. I said he's been listening to Beto O'Rourke. He came out with all kinds of accusations against the president, and every one of them was wrong. Every one of them was a lie. But this was on CNN, and so they let him say them. Even though they knew they were lies, they let him say them. And then I have an article from Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And he talks about the truth of what really happened. We have a manifesto from one of the shooters. And I'm telling you what, that guy was mixed up. Because he'd say one thing and then he'd say another. So how can you blame the right or the left for either one of these crimes? What I blame is the heart. How do we change that, America? We bring America home. And we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888.
844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Bethann. I want to go back a little bit here with the comment that Ivanka made, Ivanka Trump. Well, I don't think that's her last name anymore. But anyway, she talks against the evils of any kind of hatred, and white supremacy being one of them. This one shooter mentioned that, and he had a manifesto. But then he also showed his hatred towards other people, and he showed his hatred towards whites, and he ended up he was really a lefty, not a right. Do I blame Kamala Harris? I want to say yes, but no, I don't. What happened, this young man? What happened? We know what didn't happen. What happened? And I see one problem that can come about with the red flag laws. And that is, it's based on somebody seeing a problem, say social media, they've posted something, and an alerting authorities, so that if that person has a gun, they can come take it. What if, not that we would have anybody in this nation or anybody anywhere that would do such a thing, but what if they just made it up and said, you know, I heard him say something, or her, and I think they're a danger to society. And in comes the red flag police, and they take his guns or her guns. I can see that going bad really fast, just like it has in some of our child social issues. You know, they can just say, I saw that mom spank her kid. You need to take all her children away from her. They'd have brought mine back. Anyway, I always said they'd have brought them back. Anybody kidnapped you boys, they're going to bring them back. They know better. Beto O'Rourke mentioned several things. Every one of them was a lie. And CNN Trapper did not bother to correct him. And it's the same lies that we've heard over and over and over and over again against the president. And if you go look it up, you will find out, and I cannot remember the name of the man, and he's a gay man, but he was a liberal, and his friend, who is not,
She's an older woman, and she explained to him, the president did not say that. You need to go back and listen to the speech and hear what he actually said. When this young man did that, his eyes were opened to the lies that have been perpetrated against this president over and over and over again. What is it? Was it Hitler that said you can say a lie loud enough, long enough, they're going to believe it? So now we've got so many people, even those who are, that like Trump as far as president, believing that he's a racist, and that is far from the truth. He didn't do the things that Beto O'Rourke accused him of. Beto O'Rourke doesn't have sense enough to come in out of rain, and that's my opinion on him. An article I had, and I posted it, has five different things. This is coming from a new place. It's called Heavy.com News. And they have five facts that you should know, and this is about the Dayton, Ohio killer. And the left would have you to believe, or the media would have you to believe, that he was bullied. This woman went to school with him. She says he was not bullied. He was always a jerk. He was always violent. He was on the track team and other things. He was not a victim of school bullying. They go on to explain five different things, and I believe I have already posted it. I'm having computer problems, as always, but I will make sure that it is posted on there so that you can read it. It's very lengthy, very detailed, but five things you need to know. Now, according to the things I'm pulling out, they have fallen into the hate. Obviously, if they're murdering people, it's not because they love them. They have fallen into the hate. Who do they really hate? Themselves. They really hate themselves. The El Paso shooter had a manifesto. And I'm telling you, this thing was all over the place. But bottom line was, he's a socialist. Bottom line, he was a socialist. And he was telling people, don't vote for Trump. So he wasn't a Trump lover, even though he did mention white supremacy. He also mentioned other things. He didn't like anybody. He hated everybody, but he believed in socialism. How can you hate people and believe in socialism? Because you know they're going to turn on you. God will never turn on you. And this article that I have here, and I think I posted it. If not, I will post it. It is by Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He always has some great points that he makes. He's got a new show. I don't want to advertise it because it's, you know, competition. I watched Mark Levin last night. He wasn't talking about the shootings. He was talking about China. They were talking about the Cold War, the trade war that's going on with China. They talked about what's going on with Iran. But the expert he had on there was a historian, political historian. And it was very interesting. I would need to go back because I was just getting home and I was unpacking and trying to get things ready for another day. You know, folks, I hope you didn't just roll your eyes around at me and turn the radio off and walk away. Oh, she's just talking again. I hope that you wrote the scriptures down that I read and you go back and read them. Particularly if you've never read Psalms 51, which is the brokenness of David after he committed sins. You remember, he had a man murdered to hide his sin with the man's wife. After he had all these wives, he had to have that one. David did a lot of things in his life, yet he was called a man after God's own heart. Why is that? Because he came back. He always came back to God. A broken nation. A broken nation cannot be free when people hate and disagree. Removing bits of history bring discord, not harmony. From a revolutionary days to wars on prairies against the brave, from civil wars to world conflicts, this young nation stood the test. Resisting tyrants on foreign lands, freeing others from their hands, it was the blood of our young men, strangers, freedom they did win. When once for independence they fought, Now people who want for naught, less satisfied with what they've got, more longing for what can't be bought. But if they'd only stop and think, their liberty is on the brink. Together when the people stand, their strength and freedom are in their hands. The people who once fought for independence now scream for government dependence. Our history is tried and true. The future now is up to you. That's a poem I wrote a few months ago. I failed to mention in it, when the people stand together with God, they'll bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.